Maple Leaf stickers on products at the grocery store. Changing travel plans away from our southern neighbors. And who could forget the phrase,
elbows out.
Elbows up.
A year ago, many Canadians were choosing to keep their money away from the United States. Business analyst Paul Martin says that was one of the biggest changes that stuck around a year later.
It's not worn out after a year. People are still talking like that, and they're still making conscious choices to buy local or buy Canadian wherever possible.
He says it might not be at the front of people's minds like it once was, but it's still lingering. Especially in places like the grocery store.
Is that still a priority for you right now?
If possible, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not always possible to buy totally Canadian, but it is a focus.
I don't know if more than anything, I feel like healthy for sure. I feel like, I don't know, Canadian is nice, but healthy and obviously cost, I guess, as well.
I will shop also at Co-op. I won't shop as much at Costco. I will stay away from U.S. type related stores, if I can.
Shandy Waldbauer with Old Fashioned Foods says customers aren't talking about what products are or aren't Canadian as much anymore.
It was really significant a year ago. It was a conversation that happened multiple times, both in store, online, and on the phone with our customers.
Store revisited many of the brands it sold, and Waldbauer says there was a few American products it bought less of or discontinued.
Prior to the tariffs, had always really focused on Canadian, on Saskatchewan, as much as we could. So when we went through the inventory of our store, there were a lot of products that were already Canadian, so the shift wasn't, you know, it wasn't that significant for us.
Martin says part of the reason we don't talk as much about shopping Canadian is because it's become part of a habit.
Canadian consumers have become kind of just accustomed to buying local wherever possible. They're making that alternative decision.
There's still U.S. tariffs on items like steel, aluminum, and lumber, and it's leaving behind a bitter taste for some shoppers.
I will not be afraid to say I hate Trump.
He is quite the bully. No one likes to be poked that way and belittled. So, no, not happy with what he has to say most times.
12 months on, it appears some Saskatchewan shoppers won't be turning back. In Regina, I'm Jillian Massey.